Aloha, everyone. We're going to go ahead and continue our call from this morning. I'd like you to take a deep breath. And for anyone who wants to work on their physical issues, go ahead and listen for the next few minutes. We're going to go ahead and balance the body, mind, and spirit. We're going to strengthen the core. And we're going to delete all interferences or limitations, zero minus infinity. We need to strengthen fitness on some folks. So every place where your fitness is compromised, we're going to delete, including flexibility. Zero minus infinity, reset 100% infinite potential. That means we're going to bring in all of the universal energies designed specifically for you and your resonance to clarify your field. Strengthen your quantum particles up to your structure and down again. I'll do that three times. And then as a group, I'm going to just check and see what arises. There were some structural things that came up. The first thing we're going to do is strengthen cerebral spinal fluid on a few of you and get that perfect mobility going and align. All right, so I'm going to do a big sweep for karma, negative life experiences that you may be carrying within your physical structure. So for this, I'm working with the quantum particles, again, up through your structure, every level up and every level down and every level up and every level down and every level up again, deleting everything that's holding those old patterns, zero minus infinity and resetting. And we're bringing in 100% infinite potential for new patterns for you now. So with that, everything you are ready to release is gone. And if you're now deciding, yes, I want to release something, just say yes. And you can do this for any time I'm talking to anyone else. Just say yes. That's for me too. Or that's not my subject, but this other subject, I want that energy on it. And it usually works quite well. Okay, I'm strengthening internal boundaries, external boundaries, and the dynamics of all of these things. The bottoms of feet, we're going to open for a few of you. Just so energies can release that need to go. Some of you have a lot of misinformation about what's going on in your life. We're just going to align you to be able to let go of what's not true for you. Will strengthen you to just knowing what's right, what's real, what is for you and what isn't. And if it's light and love, it's for you. Delete everything else. Zero minus infinity and reset 100% infinite potential. So that 100% infinite potential is, again, me going into the grid, into your source, and strengthening you in body, mind, and spirit. This is the same thing as integration. Some of you have a lot of collective influence. This is from friends, family, communities, countries, global issues. I need you to be strong to these things. I don't want everyone to be wobbling as things wobble, because there's going to be a lot of that and we're not even finished. So just let's get you clean and clear in your field. And the only up and down I want you to do is when you're noticing there's a place in me that I want to integrate. Because we're coming home, folks. This is time for wholeness. This is not a time to separate yourself out and go about another adventure with half of yourself in your body and the other half doing that. Those times are done. We're now all coming home, and in our wholeness, we'll be able to transform our lives and our world. Okay, so let's get to the questions. Let's see here. I had a couple of emails. Let me go get them. And a lot of them that I did go through this morning, but I want to make sure I get this. All right. So I did get a report that someone didn't get any call instructions. If that happened to you, drop me a line. I want to find out what's going on with my AWeber. All right. Someone asked me about breasts and what's going on with lumps going on. So let's just go ahead and strengthen that. And what that means is we're just going to draw a line from the nervous system into the issue and back and forth, so the communication is strong. Any interference is deleted from that. And then we're going to strengthen the lymphatic system to start flushing. All right. And the lymph always has to be in balance with the energy. I mean, this is your divine energy flowing through you, your energetic system, and your blood. All three in balance. So I'm going to tune that up. And hormonal balance. We'll ask for a hormonal balance. We've also had a request for uterine and ovary balance, and we'll do testes as well for the other sex. All right, so all the things we've stored in the uterus that do not belong there, like a kangaroo, we're just going to let all that go. It feels like the outer part of a uterus, one that I'm working with right now, has like that opposite endometriosis thing where it's actually happening on the inside. It looks like someone else has got it on the outside. We'll just get some good energy in there. And some overreaction and incorrect messaging. So we're going to strengthen the messages. And I really believe some of this comes down to who we were told we were as women versus who we really are. And that we're supposed to carry all the pain. So we'll delete all that, all those programs from the quantum particles up to the structure and down again. And within all the empty spaces, including the inside of the uterus. All tubes within the body, and we'll just take all of the tubes, including the ones in the ears. Clear. And then we'll work on the structure, all the structure, for flexibility, for strength. And detox. We're just going to open up all the areas for detox and flow. All right. There's some densities I'm going to remove in the second chakra. For those who want that, I did quite a bit last night. We'll do it again for those who may have missed it now. Okay. All right, so I have another question. Someone is saying their heart is always giving and never receives. So let's strengthen you to give to yourself so you will always receive. All the places you're hesitant to give what you need to yourself, let's delete those patterns, zero minus infinity, and reset. All right, I'm going to escort limitations out right now, and we'll bring in some dolphins to assist with that. We're going to balance out the giving and the receiving, and I'll use mountains to do that, as I've done before. And for this particular person who asks, they really resonate with Hawaii, so we're going to use two Hawaiian mountain ranges, a feminine one and a masculine one, and we're going to balance that now. I'm going to run an infinity loop. And all the places that you do not feel you deserve to receive, or that giving is better than receiving, we're going to delete those old patterns now and reset. It's an old paradigm of only being able to have one part. All right. There's also a part that didn't forgive a business partner, or feels like you forgave, but you're not bringing in another one, which there's resistance, which means we're probably not done. So let's love the part of you divinely, unconditionally, that is resisting your next step in business. So take the part that knows your next step in business into your heart and let's love that. So we're loving the aspect of you. It can look any way you want. I think of it as like a little piece of porcelain that's coming back into the wholeness, the whole stream of myself, and then it turns into light and fluid and cool stuff, but it can be anything. So let's just go ahead and love that part within the heart. Streaming unconditional love to it. I'm seeing it soften, but it's a little confused. You don't have to feel the feeling. The feeling does let you know where you are, but you don't have to feel it. You just have to concentrate on the unconditional love into the part that broke off. All right, here it comes. Okay, so a part holding it back because you felt exploited. Let's love the part that feels exploited. And I bet almost everybody has a part that feels that way. So please put that in your heart and let's love that part. And then we'll wash clean the exploitation. Or you can do what I do and zero it minus infinity and it just comes off like tight shoes. And then you can just let that part integrate within your soul. You always know you're done when you don't feel exploited anymore. It doesn't have the charge on it. There can be other aspects. I think I'm going to have a session with the person who asked that, and that's fabulous. We shall get to you. And if there's any other parts there. Okay. Right. I have an upper right quadrant pain comes and goes and it's quite sharp. Okay. Anytime I hear something's just on one side, I'm going to balance the sides, strengthen the middle and the midline. And I'm going to strengthen the part that comes and goes and feels sharp. All right, that feels gallbladder-y to me. So I'm going to go into the gallbladder and I'm going to strengthen that. All right, I'm going to work on some inflammation. So this will work for anybody with inflammation anywhere. Going to just run a program for a disease pathway, which includes infestation, infection, inflammation, congestion, blockage, and stagnation. So any part of that that you feel anywhere, just go ahead and say, yes, I'll like that. All right, very good. All right, someone's reacting to their husband's argumentative and negative nature and snide remarks. Let's love the part that feels wounded by others' remarks. Just loving that part that's been reactive to someone else's negative nature and baiting nature and argumentative. That's them. You are you. And if we need to, we can put a bubble between you. Okay, big breath. And I'm going to clear out the house. And so everybody can participate in this wherever you live. We're going to do a house cleaning. And neighborhood clearing. Very good. All right. Someone says that their intellect knows what's best for them, but it's not reflected in their behavior. Okay. So let's bring that part in that is not behaving in your best possible way. We'll just bring that part into the heart, and we're going to love the part that's doing the opposite. And releasing attachments associated with it. Guilt. Self-hatred. Something about wanting attention in all the wrong places. And I think you know what I'm talking about. So just go ahead and love that part that's seeking negative attention. Not the negative attention, the part that's seeking it. And we'll wash that clean. We need to make room for it within our core. So you'll want to get a little welcoming party. Open up and just let that be integrated. It's washed clean. It can't come into the integration without letting go of the other habit. Here it goes. All right, very good. All right, so there are more notes. Let me go find them. All right. All right, so anybody having sensation of pain, I'm going to strengthen you to that sensation, the part of you that feels the sensation. And we'll delete all things causing it. All right, someone asked me that they said that they're having difficulty feeling what I want to manifest in my body. I'm not sure exactly what you're trying to manifest in your body unless it's something about your body. Maybe that's health or something. Or you mean manifesting in the physical world. I'm going to strengthen that part of you that feels difficulty in manifesting. That feels like the one that we need to work on the most from what you've said. So I'm just going to love that part with you. And realign the body, mind, and spirit to manifest. Unconditional love is clearing. The only reason we do other clearing is we don't quite believe it yet, but it does raise the vibration in such a way that almost there's nothing else can exist. It's like darkness, you know, existing at high noon. It's really hard to do that. Okay, so just keep loving that part that feels like it's difficult to manifest. And just align what needs to come through your body to come through your body. And just clarify that email with me and we'll catch it in the next call. if we missed it. All right. The resistance of sales in my business and fear of rejection. We did a lot of fear of rejection earlier and resistance to sales. So again, we're going to strengthen you to people who purchase in your business and you to them. And just release all resistances to that. So there's no space in between. There's no lack. So love the part that feels lack and resistance. Very good. Wanting to co-create abundance. Perfect. So let's strengthen. We're going to strengthen the magnetism. We'll just do that right now. And I want to go into someone who has memories of unethical and relentless father in sales. Profits in the bottom line, not the people. Okay, so let's love and money are on the same vibration. So let's go ahead and get this equal. We'll run a line between them. Love the part that feels wounded by your relentless father. Ah, that'll feel good to have that all the way back. The part that's mad at him for being so relentless. And the part that feels a little rage about how far and how long you felt under his foot. Delete all the memories of the unethical behavior. And the part of you that was taught that unethical behavior is what makes money and not anything else. That's really old paradigm. Again, strengthening intuition, insight, and your authentic self to attract. We need to actually value our authentic self. So let's love all the parts that do not value it. And it's always, almost always other people that put these thoughts into our heads. So we'll delete all those and reset. And that is bringing in 100% infinite potential. Okay. All right. So the question is, there is a part of the wounded child that was not allowed to express herself fully. It was not supposed to be happy. I feel this. Why am I still holding back today? I do love her so much, but how can I fully integrate her so that we can be the wild child and the wild woman now? I want to set us free. I so much want to play and express myself uninhibitedly, but I forgot somewhere how to do that. Okay, so love the inhibited part. And love the holding back part. The inhibited one is the one that really wants to be loved. It's the resistant one, so let's love her the most. Let's concentrate there first. I feel some shame. Let's go ahead and love the shame, the part that feels the shame. And rinse that pattern off of you and bring it in. Bring it to wholeness. Align it. Here it comes. That's really nice. The part that's holding back. Holding her back, actually. Interesting to put them both there in the heart at the same time. Let's go ahead and love the one that was holding her back. And I hear some parental voices there. So we'll just wash those off. Delete all the patterns of the parental voices. All right. Someone says that they feel a bit of a roller coaster with the heart energies, sometimes high and happy and other times very low and sad and depressed. Now, that can work in your favor when you're integrating a lot of things. And this is why, because as soon as you feel the sad or depressed part, you know there's some part of you asking to come home. So when you're looking at your life from that unconditional love part, you know that part, something is saying, I want to come home. I'm not happy here. So escort that part into your heart. Love that fractal part. And bring it home. So it'll be very quick. I even get sort of excited when I know a part's going to come home, because I know I'm soon to feel more empowered than I did the moment before I did that. A split has been healed. All right. All right, so let's see. Someone is asking to be mindful, calm in your body, ready to function as a successful tour guide for one more job, and to be hired for one or an additional job this season. So let's strengthen that. Additional job. Strong to calm. Delete anything in the way. That actually feels really good. And anyone who wants more, let's go ahead and put all the parts into our heart that are afraid to want more. And love those. The parts of ourselves that are so used to limitation, we don't know how to ask anymore. Okay, I really love this one. In the forefront of my mind now, what fresh hell is waiting for me? It's something I said in a session with her, and it sort of made her think maybe there was another fresh hell. Okay, so let's just love any part that's anticipating fresh hell for anybody. Any part that's expecting punishment in a cycle that feels like you're doing something wrong or can't catch a break. All of us have something there. So go ahead and put that in your heart. And let's just love those parts, free to be you. Oh, we had this beautiful write-in. It said, first, thank you very much. I'm very grateful for your powerful program. I did and do the Authentic Heart download several times, and it's very powerful and helpful. The shifts I'm experiencing are wonderful. Lots of healing and integrations regarding childhood stuff happened. And since then, it's been very powerful and gentle way at the same time. While to the downloading, I am experiencing total freedom, being my authentic me, and joy and full connections with talents, peace, being in union with my surroundings of the past and present, like a full restoration. These shifts and changes flow and integrate themselves more and more in my daily life. So I'm grateful for that. And that is fabulous. That's exactly what it feels like for me too, and many of my clients. All right. So she also, or he asked for more stuff. So let's check and see what is not quite fully integrated yet. Okay. And this is being outsider life, the observer, not fully participating. So anyone that has a disassociated part, an observer part that's not really working in your core, let's go ahead and love that part. And all the lonely parts. Okay, almost everybody's got a lonely part. Let's bring that into the heart and love it. Because you're in unity when you let that part come home. So there is no more lonely. There you go. Going to wash that clean. Okay. All All right, decades of walking through darkness alone. Still clinging to that. So let's bring the part home that's walking in the darkness. So anybody that's got a dark part out there lost, bring it home. Let's love it. There's never been a more powerful time to integrate. The energies in this world are so strong right now. Your disintegrations will continue to get, you know, worse and worse and more disintegrated unless we consciously decide to integrate and empower. And that's why we're reversing this. Got a lot of bodhisattva energy in this group and sacrifice energy, and we do not have to do that anymore. Any place that doesn't feel like you fit, go ahead and call that part into your heart and let's love it. All right. Someone asked for their sensitive part to get integrated, sensitive feminine creative part. So let's just call the parts in that feel too sensitive to integrate. You probably hid that part away. Like, let's hide that sensitive part. Let's bring it out. Love it. Little tender part where the world was just too harsh for her. Let's love that part. And we're loving it not with our human self, but with unconditional flow of love. Okay, very confused as to whether to leave my relationship or stay and try to change things. So let's love the confused part that doesn't know what to do. The part that's stuck, the part that's not stuck, the part that wants change but doesn't know how to get it. Let's love all those parts. Okay. So when we're confused, sometimes we're not getting all the information clearly, or we're getting too stimulated. So the part that feels too stimulated, let's bring that in and love that part. All right. The part that changes things easily and the part that is missing clarity and the part that puts yourself last. Let's bring those parts in and love them. There's probably no part of your life that works well except to continually give if you always make yourself last. It's just sort of a lie that powerful people were told when they were young. So let's put ourselves first. And then you have 10 times more to offer other people. It's exponential. The gift you are to the world when you take care of yourself. You would never tell a friend, I want you to ignore yourself and go do this thing now. That just doesn't happen because you know it's not right. You intuitively know it's not right. So there's a program that we follow. And sometimes it's a lie. Like we're too strong. We're so strong, we can put ourselves down and go take care of someone else first. And sometimes it's just misinformation. So let's delete everywhere that exists within all of us. Zero minus infinity and reset 100% infinite potential for self-care. And self-love and self-recognition. All right, the part of you that feels, I'm in another letter now, someone who feels that they are being made the butt of cruel jokes. So let's go ahead and love that part that's probably very sad and vulnerable. The part that has felt so much disapproval that you're no longer functional. Let's love that part that feels like you're disapproved of. Okay. Again, I'm going to clean some family dynamics. We're going to get more and more into this later, but if you're in a family where you feel better just by leaving the house, got to clean up the house. We've got to clean up those relationships or you'll continue to go downhill. So we'll strengthen all that for everyone now. And all the places that we feel self-loathing, that we put ourselves down before others can put us down. Any part that's saying that you're not enough is also going to be reflected in your money. So let's go ahead and love the part that thinks you're not enough. Any part of yourself that feels like they're controlled through emotional manipulation by powerful people, let's go ahead and love those parts and call them home. If your business feels like it's not thriving, I want you to love the part that feels like it's not thriving. And where you are not thriving, and where you feel discouraged. Just love. We have some entanglements for this particular person. Just going to delete a whole bunch of entanglements. All right. I feel like a drain of energy for this person. And so I'm just going to strengthen no leaking. You always want to give to your from your full cup, not your empty cup. All right. All right, somebody says that they don't know what may not be fully integrated. So if you don't know, you just go with what's going on. So you're feeling sad, okay, integrate that sad part. You're feeling uncomfortable, integrate the uncomfortable part. You have no idea how you're going to get from A to Z, go ahead and integrate the part that doesn't know. So just let your life be your hints. So, and if you do that, you integrate each as it comes up. you are going to get integrated very fast, and this is going to happen very, very quickly for you. Okay, let's see. Someone says, what are you talking about? All right, here we go. Let me read the whole thing. All right, they have a domineering mother who I love but cannot respect. So let's, and I want to explore the mental realm more, just as much as my spirit or body. I feel suffocated. Let's love the suffocated part. And separate the energies and enmeshments everywhere we're enmeshed by a strong mother where we aren't free. Separating out the energies, just kind of washing you free. All the parts where you feel like you have to be domineered because you had this pattern of that. Parts that feel like a victim and lost. And I'm also going to strengthen this person to social entanglements. So someone was afraid to be alone and move away. So just love the part that's afraid to be alone. And if it's right for you to be alone and separate, your highest self, your divine, loving, unconditional parts are going to make this come easy for you. Things will fall into place when it's right. So just keep loving the part that is feeling that it needs protecting. And the part that feels hated. Love that part. Because if you feel like your husband is hating you, that part really does need your love. All right, folks, I need to address sleep. So I made some changes with the group and the energy that I'm transmitting, mostly because someone was concerned I was going to disrupt their sleep. So that one of the reasons I made the change is we have people from all time zones. And I set it up so that when you want it, just ask for it. You don't have to post it on Facebook. You can post it on my website if you'd like, though, just to kind of reinforce, yes, this is what I want. And with that, we can, you know, you can just get it. And if you want to just have this transmitted to you all the time, just say transmit it all the time. And you can just have that constant flow into you. That's fine, too. Completely your choice. And I did this because my other package, the first one I sold, had a lot of restful kind of energy, something you could listen to while you sleep. This one is about creativity. It's about integrating. It's very different. And so consciousness is actually helpful in this one. It doesn't mean that some of you can't benefit from listening to this at night, but I can't promise it's the best way to use it. I haven't actually tried it at night. So just go slow. Don't listen to any MP3s at night if you feel like it's disturbing your sleep. And you can just make sure you're just clear within yourself that I'm not going to do any processes that take away my restoration and sleep. You know, a lot of people are going to process at night just because that's how our bodies are set up, but you don't want to overstimulate yourself this way. Now, if I wake up in the middle of the night, it's like something I'm worried about or something going on or I'm afraid of something, I just put my hand on my heart and I just start loving that part. And in a short period of time, I have fallen asleep because I am in the arms of the divine, beautiful, unconditional love. And I am running that up and down my body. I am loving that part that was afraid to sleep and afraid to set something aside until later. And I'm loving whatever part was associated with an issue that wanted to process that night. So sometimes the answer is just to process through if it's something simple. Otherwise, just sort of love yourself to sleep, just the way you would rock yourself to sleep if you were a baby. It's actually quite lovely because the worrying's not going to help you. Anyway, just wanted to say that. So next time, if you'd just like to go ahead and check and see what's true for you in the moment and send me those emails. And I would appreciate just being concise about it. If you have a long story you want me to read, that's fine. But if you could separate your questions on the top so I can easily get to them, so because I'm going through them multiple times and I want to make sure I find your question in the story when I need it to record or the call. All right. Aloha. Big hugs to everyone. Much love. It's just been a delight to work with everyone, and I'm looking forward to the next call. Thank you.